going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
All right, what is the Bears' biggest need tonight in the second round of the NFL draft? What positions in particular should the Bears earmark? Are you pleased they didn't move up or down and preserved these two second-rounders, the strength of their draft?
I think as they go into tonight, they probably would prioritize three positions to me: running back, offensive tackle, and defensive line. And the defensive line could be either a tackle or an edge rusher. You're going to have some edge rushers that you're going to make some decisions about. You're at 39 and 41. And there still could be some guys dropping. Mike Green is the biggest name and the best player, probably still on there as far as edge rushers are concerned. There's some concerns about his past, and I think that is why he's still on the board. The Bears, I'm sure, have explored that. They're probably discussing it even more today. If he indeed would be on the board, what would you do? He could be somebody who has an immediate impact if he can stay and clear some of those hurdles and answer some of those tough questions. As we said earlier, the safety position is one that might get in the way of those other priorities because Nick Emmanuari is a combine champion from South Carolina who has all of the measurables and is the maybe defensive back equivalent of a DK Metcalf in terms of just overall physicality and athleticism. You know, the Ohio State tandem at running backs with Judkins and Henderson will be very appealing and likely available if they are. You know, you probably could go down to the third round and Caleb Johnson from Iowa might still be there. So you've got some options here. You've got some depth to add to your roster. A couple of these guys that are drafted tonight could be potential starters. In theory, they should be. And if you're doing it right, they will be. So Ryan Poles still, the draft has just begun. The first round will get the most of the attention, and understandably so. But this is still a very vital phase of this rebuild project that is Ben Johnson is here to fix. I'd be very curious if his influence is felt on these next three or four picks.
I'm happy the Bears stayed where they did in the first round last night, even though there are reports that they were trying to get up to maybe as high as number two, and that probably would have cost you both of the picks today. I think edge and running back, I think those are where the two first picks will be made. And maybe it might be edge, running back, and offensive line by the time we wake up on Saturday morning.
I'm very curious to see when Mike Green goes off the board. I'm just very curious. Do the rules shift and change for teams that didn't take? I saw somebody, was it CBS Sports Lines? I saw somebody have Mike Green go to the Bears at number 10. They wanted to, they couldn't get a tackle, so they went with the best edge rusher in the draft, that kind of thing. And, you know,
10 tonight?
They had him, whoever the guy was. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I saw the same thing. Yep.
A guy.
A mock. One of the mocks.
His mock.
But second round, they weren't.
No.
10th overall.
Last night?
Oh,
wow.
I'm just saying. It blew my mind because you know, I had heard that there were two different accusations, two different women that accused him of assault when he was at Virginia and he left Virginia. He claims he's never been interviewed or arrested or talked to by the authorities over it, and that it was like a rumor type situation. There's been nothing that we know of at Marshall. It makes you wonder how the Bears are set up for that kind of player, if they are set up for that kind of player. And what I mean is not whether you can bring a guy in who is got some character questions, but what how have they changed? They got about 100 million people, new employees up there. How have they changed all of those different offices, and how can they help a person with issues if indeed they decide to go that way? And I don't know that they're going to, but I find that player in particular just interesting because, as you say, Dustin, we saw him mentioned elsewhere. We know that they need an offensive tackle. They do. And whether you want to accept it or not, if you're not taking one this year, you're going to be looking for one next year, because the fact is that you're going to have to make a decision about Braxton Jones, and he's headed to unrestricted free agency by the end of the year. So if you decide, oh, that's our guy, might be too late. You know, he might be on his way out the door. So I don't know where they're at with that decision. They could probably use I don't know where we're at with Kieran Amayaji, but they could probably use an offensive tackle, and they might have to reach a little early in the second to do so. They also, as you mentioned, the running back position, this might be a really sweet spot to get like a really good running back. And if you're very concerned about your play action game and all of that, you might need an improvement at that position. Although they did go out and spend money in free agency and signed a guy awful quick last year. So I would say absolutely correct. Offensive tackle, D-line, whether it's edge rusher or guy inside. That Darius Alexander, the defensive tackle from Toledo, we talked about how there was only one guy that could possibly go on the first day from one of the smaller schools because they're all being recruited to different programs. That kid is available at defensive tackle. So they'll get two really good football players out of this draft, and that will be one of the things that we take away, that they'll have three impact guys after the beginning of the second round, and they probably can get another guy that can help a ton in the third round. So here's hoping.